Well, good morning, and welcome to Bowmansville this morning. I'd like to welcome those watching on the live stream as well. I want to greet you in the powerful name of Jesus. Matthew 18:20 says that where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among you. That means he is here with us this morning. Think about that. Think about that as we praise and worship God this morning. That he is here with us. That Jesus is here. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for the freedom that we have to gather in your name. Many people do not have this privilege. Thank you for loving us and coming after us. Thank you for giving Jesus to make a way for us to be with you. Thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit that lives in us, leading us and guiding us. Pour out a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit on us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Will you please stand and join us as we sing this morning? And if you did not put your offering in on the way in this morning, you can do so during this first song.
Thank you. bow for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for your presence here in our lives and in this place. And we ask that you would, through this act of giving here today, that our faith and trust in you would grow in our own lives and in the lives of those that receive from this. Lord, we pray especially for those who are leading, for those who are participating in Freedom Gate. Lord, we ask that the freedom that you bring to our lives would be evident. We ask for wisdom and patience for those that are running the program, and for encouragement, Lord, for those that are participating, and just ask that you would continue to work in our lives to bring freedom through your Holy Spirit and through surrender to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Raise up our chosen children.
walk beside us. Lord, I just pray that you would be near Tony as he brings us your message this morning. It's in your precious name that we pray. Amen.
Time for our children's message, so I invite the children to come forward. All the kids are wondering, why did I set mouse traps on the floor over here? So just watch where you're walking, and that way you don't step on one, because they are set, except one, it's broken. Well, today is a special Sunday. Do you guys know what it is?
Mousetrap Sunday.
Mousetrap Sunday? I love it. Today is Pentecost Sunday, where we celebrate the gift that God has given us, and that gift is the Holy Spirit. See, when we ask Jesus into our hearts, we receive His Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us. John 16:13, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He says this, "When the Spirit of the Lord comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak his own, but he will speak whatever he hears. He will also declare what is to come." So what that is saying is the Holy Spirit comes and lives in us when we accept Jesus as our Savior. The Holy Spirit hears what God is saying, and the Holy Spirit tells us what God is saying. So the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tested. That doesn't sound like fun, does it? No, it doesn't. But sometimes what God wants isn't necessarily fun or easy. But maybe this will help you understand. I need a volunteer. I'm going to use Jericho. Yes, I do have a blindfold because it makes it more fun for everybody else. So this string that's up here, it represents our lives and the way God wants us to go. And these mouse traps represent sin. So can you see anything? Well, that's good. So we got to spin you around a couple times. So now I have a question for you. How does God speak? In that really quiet whisper. So you guys have to be really quiet so he can hear the whisper. So this is a demonstration of what the Holy Spirit does. So I'm going to have you walk the line and hopefully not step on a mousetrap. Does that sound like fun? That sounds like fun. But we're going to spin you around a couple more times, make you really dizzy. Okay, now everybody has to be quiet. Now, I want you to take a step forward. See, you're not, I'm going to move you over a little bit. There, now you're on the line. Take a step forward with your left foot. Is that your left foot? Now take another one with your right. Ooh, now we're getting close.
Boy, his step got really small. He must be nervous about stepping on a mouse trap. Now, take one with your right foot, but step a little farther to the right. Go to the right a little more. When, with your right foot, step a little farther to the right. There you go. Now with your left foot, take a small step, but go a little left. Not that far left. Now take one more with your left foot. Take one with your right foot. Now you can stop. We'll take the blindfold off of you. So you can sit down, Jericho. Thank you very much. See, where you were a little worried about mousetraps. Because they are set. See, the Holy Spirit comes and speaks to us, and we have to listen. And we have to take those steps forward when He tells us to take steps forward. But what happened? How did we lead Jericho? Away from the sin, away from what is bad and what God says. And that's what the Holy Spirit does to us. He tells us, don't go near that. It's bad. It'll hurt you. And He leads us away if we listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. So after I pray for you, you guys can have a snack in Jericho. You can have two since you were my volunteer. And then you may go back to your seat. So when we close our eyes, I'm going to pray for you guys. Dear Lord, just thank you for these children. Pour out a blessing on them and just let them experience your love in their life. And I pray that each one will accept you, Jesus, as their Savior and invite you into their heart. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may have a snack and go back to your seats. Well, good morning. I'd like to thank the worship team for leading us into the presence of God. And I would like to thank you for your prayers on my behalf this week. We are continuing our sermon series of spiritual disciplines for my walk in this world. And we're going to be looking at the Holy Spirit this morning. What the Holy Spirit does for us and how we as Christ followers can use the Holy Spirit in our daily walk. The Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All three, 100% God, yet revealed in three different ways. After Jesus was crucified and buried and raised from the dead, Jesus was speaking to his disciples before he was taken up to heaven. In Acts 1, 4 and 5. There we go. While he was with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the Father's promise, which he said, "You have heard me speak about, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit in a few days." The promise of the Holy Spirit to the followers of Jesus is given in Acts 1 and other places earlier on as well. So one of our main sections of verses is Acts 2, 1 to 13. They're long sections, and it's hard to put them up on a PowerPoint, so I invite you to turn to them. When the day of Pentecost had arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like that of a violent rushing wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were staying. They saw tongues of flames of fire that separated and rested on each one of them. Then they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were Jews staying in Jerusalem, devout people from every nation under heaven. When this sound occurred, a crowd came together and was confused because each one heard them speaking in their own language. They were astounded and amazed, saying, "Look, aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that each of us hear them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, those who live in Mesopotamia, in Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the magnificent acts of God in our own language." They were all astounded and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But some sneered and said, "They're drunk on new wine." We have the promise that Jesus made in Acts 1, and we have a promise that John the Baptist spoke in Matthew 3:11. He baptizes with water. "The one after me baptizes with the Holy Spirit and fire." These verses were being fulfilled, and there's many others as well that were being fulfilled that day when the Holy Spirit came. I just imagine the sound of a tornado. People say it sounds like a freight train. It filled the house that they were staying in. It was that loud that people staying in the city of Jerusalem heard it and came to investigate. The Holy Spirit came on the disciples and they were filled to full and overflowing. And then the gift of tongues was present and it poured out. We have 15 different people groups present hearing the magnificent acts of God in their own language. The people were astounded and amazed at what they saw and what they heard. But some people mocked them and said that they were drunk. God gave us Jesus so that we would have a way to Him forever. Then He gives us His Spirit to live in us. How amazing is God's love for us? That if that in itself wasn't enough, God gave us more. See, the Holy Spirit living in us empowers us. The Spirit is our power source. We have God's power in us, not in part like you see in the Old Testament where the Holy Spirit comes and goes. We have that power in us. All the time. We have the full power of God. Jesus demonstrated God's power to us. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He knew what His adversaries were thinking. He received guidance, power, strength, energy to do the will of God. And this was all through the Holy Spirit, not on His own power. And we have this power in us. This power is to be used to do God's will. And then God gave us even more. He went even another step farther. He gave us spiritual gifts. And God has given each one of us a spiritual gift. Most people have many. First Corinthians 12, 4-11. "Now there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. And there are different activities, but the same God produces each gift in each person. A manifestation of the Spirit is given to each person for the common good. To one is given a message of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the message of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the performing of miracles, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretations of tongues. One and the same Spirit is active in all of these, distributing to each person as He wills. Verse 7 says that each one of us is given a manifestation of the Spirit of God as the Spirit wills. Manifestations mean that something that is believed is made real. So you're given the gift of tongues. It's not real until you open your mouth and speak it. You are given... I think about these gifts a lot. We definitely have the helping and the service gifts here, and teaching gifts and wisdom. But where are the supernatural gifts that the Bible talks about? If we have these manifestations of the Spirit, where are these gifts? The gift of tongues, for example, has three parts to it. You have the private part of praying in tongues, and this is where you're making sounds, and the Holy Spirit takes those physical sounds and prays to the Father. This prayer, in turn, fills you and lifts you up because you're communing directly with God. You necessarily don't know what you're saying because you're not speaking in a human tongue. 1 Corinthians 14:2, for anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. It's a personal communication between you and God, and the Holy Spirit through you to God. Then you have the public tongues, and this is different. It's a human language, like we read in Acts 2, where the apostles were speaking in tongues and people were hearing in their own language. And this could be directed to anyone, not necessarily just the church. Then you have the third tongue, which I would call a corporate tongue, or benefit for the body of Christ, for God's church. God, through His Holy Spirit, gives a message of tongues, and this is not human language, and that is why the gift of interpretation goes along with it. The Holy Spirit is speaking through the person to lift up the body of Christ, His church. But if we don't know what is being said, how does that really help us? It doesn't. That's why you need the gift of interpretation to go along with it. And that's why we have rules, which are in the Bible, in 1 Corinthians 14, 26 to 33. What then, brothers and sisters, whenever you come together, each one has a hymn, a teaching, a revelation, another tongue, or an interpretation. Everything is to be done for the building up. If anyone speaks in another tongue, they are to be only one or two, or at the most three, each in turn. Let someone interpret. But if there is no one to interpret, that person is to be kept silent in the church, and to speak himself to himself and God. Two or three prophets should speak, and the others should evaluate. But if something has been revealed to another person sitting there, the first prophet should be silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, so that everyone may learn and everyone may be encouraged. And the prophet's spirits are subject to the prophet. Since God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the churches of all the saints. God is a God of order. So, if there's no one to interpret, then we need to be silent. Without interpretation, this gift of tongues does not build up the church. And you move to the gift of prophecy, which is again for the church. You're receiving a word from God to give to the body of Christ. And this message is communicated directly from God to the Holy Spirit to you. And it goes directly to the church through that person speaking. Prophecy is for building up the church, for strengthening, encouragement. And we see that in 1 Corinthians 3 to 5. 1 Corinthians 14, 3 to 5. On the other hand, the person who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouragement, and consolation. The person who speaks in another tongue builds himself up, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. I wish all of you spoke in other tongues, but even more than that, you prophesied. The person who prophesies is greater than the person who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets so that the church may be built up. Prophesying is to build up the church, and is, as far as the church is considered, one of the greater gifts that we can have. Moving to the gift of healing. We read in the Bible that many, many people were healed, even brought back to life. And this is by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you have this gift, it doesn't seem right to say it this way, but healing happens easier. You're more in tune with the Holy Spirit, and it happens easier. God works through you easier. And it may, even though you have this gift, it may take more than one time of praying for someone to be healed. Many people are prayed for, and God brings healing to a spiritual issue or a spiritual mental need that they have before He brings healing to the physical need. But don't give up. Keep interceding for people. And believe that God will heal them when you pray for them. This applies to every Christian, whether you have the gift of healing or not. We're supposed to pray for people and lift them up before God. And we're not supposed to back away and believe Satan's lies that you don't have the gift of healing, you shouldn't be praying for them. I know I fell for that lie for a while, but I'm not anymore. I will boldly pray for someone whether I have the gift of healing or not. And you don't know when that time will be that the Holy Spirit will give you the gift of healing for that time, because the Holy Spirit may will it when you pray for someone. These gifts, along with other gifts, are to build up the church. They are real ways to see God work physically and supernaturally. When we see God work in these ways, our faith is strengthened. Our desire is to become closer to God. We want to get closer to God. That just elevates so much more. We also experience God's love and power, and it just fills us. And we desire to experience it again, but there can be a problem. If we're seeking experiences and not seeking to be closer to God, there's a problem. We need to look at the reasons why we want to experience these things. Is it for self, or is it to serve God and serve Him? And the Holy Spirit does more than just give us gifts. He's our advocate. He goes before the Father on our behalf. Like it says in John 14, 26. But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Holy Spirit reveals the will of God to us, leads us and guides us daily. He prays for us when we don't know how to pray. The Holy Spirit is constantly speaking to us. Are we listening? And those times when God feels distant, He's not. we are. Because how can God be distant if His Holy Spirit is living in us? You can't get any closer than that. The Holy Spirit gives us wisdom so that we will not be deceived by false teachings. We will not be deceived by false messiahs. If you read in Revelation, there's going to be a lot of that going on. And if you are in tune with the Holy Spirit, you will not be fooled. You will not be deceived. God has given each one of us that accepted Jesus as our Savior spiritual gifts. We have gifts that are stronger and easier to use because of our human nature, the gifts of serving and teaching and wisdom. Those are easier to use. It's those supernatural gifts that take more faith and trust in God to use. More faith that it takes a bigger step, trusting in God that He will work. See, if you receive a gift of prophecy, you have to take that step of faith and stand up and speak it. The Holy Spirit is with us, empowering us, filling us, leading us, guiding us, going before us. The Holy Spirit is going before God on our behalf. The Holy Spirit is God in us. So use your gifts to serve God every day for His glory. I also ask you this question. It's something I've been thinking about for a little while. Why haven't we seen these gifts here? Do we believe them? Is there a generational barrier that people were so worried about false teaching that these gifts got shut down? Are we so worried about being humbled that it kind of turned to pride, and that's keeping us from the fullness of what God wants us to have? We need to wake up spiritually. We need to use our gifts. I have a whole stack of paper with a bunch of people's names on with spiritual gifts in it. Are we using our gifts? And if you don't know what they are, there's plenty of online tests you can go and just answer some questions. And it doesn't matter how you try to cheat, and they'll come out right, because that's just how God works. So in a moment, I'm going to pray, and then the worship team is going to lead us in a song. And I want you to listen to the words. Let them sink in. Do you believe what you're singing? Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you gave us your Holy Spirit. Speak to our hearts this morning. Empower us. Take away doubts that are holding us back. Give us boldness to use the gifts that you have given us every day for your glory, the glory of your kingdom. Speak to our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I would invite the worship team forward to lead us in a song. It's the last song we're going to sing, but the service is not closing yet.
Will you stand and join us as we sing Same Power?
Sound of nations rising up, we belong.
Do you believe what you just sang? Do you believe that the power of God lives in you? Do you truly believe it? Do you live it out? Do you believe that the power that raised people from the dead lives in you? The power that Jesus used to heal and call people to God lives in you. I'm going to give you some time to come and receive a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. So is God stirring your heart about maybe new gifts that He wants to give you? Is God stirring your heart to use the gifts that He is giving you and you're not using? Because we all have gifts. Are we using them? Have you asked God for a new gift? Maybe haven't received it yet. It says in 1 Corinthians 14:1, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. I have asked God for the gift of tongues. I want that beautiful, intimate prayer language with Him. And it just feels like it's stuck here and it won't come out. And I've been thinking, what are my motives? Is it because I want this experience? Or do I want to go deeper with God? Have a deeper relationship with Him? Honestly, yes to both. I want to experience everything that God has for me. But I want that deep, deep relationship with Him. So I'm going to go first. I'm going to ask God for a fresh anointing of His Holy Spirit to empower me to serve Him, because that's what we're here for, to serve Him. I'm going to ask Him to empower me to not have any doubt, to have no fear, and to move in every part of my being. To receive what He has for me. And receive what He has for you, because He has so much more to give you. He wants to give you so much more. Will you come and ask for it? Jesus said, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Ask God and believe. So I invite Pastor Larry to come forward, and he will be wearing a mask. During this time, I ask you to come up the center aisle if you want to come and receive what God has for you. Is there anyone else? Is God speaking to your heart this morning? Is He saying, come to me? If you're watching on the live stream, this does not disclude you. God is a God of power, and His Spirit can move anywhere, anytime. Receive this anointing from God. I anoint you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Receive what God has for you. Will you join me in prayer? God, You're amazing. You have given the best of Yourself to us sinners. You have saved us by Your kindness, by giving Jesus over to death for us. You've given us your Holy Spirit to be with us daily. We thank you and we trust in you. We believe that you have given us a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. Help us to serve you daily. To those who came forward in faith, Lord, bless them beyond all they can imagine. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you stand for the parting benediction? John, thank you for playing. Now receive Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace. You're dismissed.